There was a little bit of be careful what you ask for this week at the Senate Intelligence Committee hearing. Chair Dianne Feinstein asked top intelligence officials this probing question.
What is the likelihood of another terrorist attempted attack on the U.S. homeland in the next 3 to 6 months? High or low?
High or low? Well, which answer do you think Dennis Blair gave, the director of national intelligence? The director of the CIA, Leon Panetta, was also there. And they all did not hesitate in their responses.
An attempted attack, the priority is certain, I would say.
Mr. Panetta?
I would agree with that.
Mr. Mueller?
Agree.
High, low, nope. Certain was their answer. But let's take a look at that and see what the context is for that statement. The hearing that I said was yesterday was actually on Tuesday. Joining us now is Christopher Dickey, the author of Securing the City, Inside America's Best Counterterror Force, the NYPD. The book comes out in paperback this month. He's also the Paris Bureau Chief and Middle East Region Editor for Newsweek magazine. Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning, John.
So, you know, certain that there will be an attack. An attempt.
And that's what they were talking about. I think you really have to step back from this statement. What they were answering was the question, is there going to be an attempted attack? And as David Cohen, the head of intelligence for the NYPD, says, there's somebody out there plotting to attack the United States, even New York City, every day of the year.
So it's no different than saying someone's attempting now.
Sure,
you know, we think
sure.
There's somebody
there will
out
certainly
there.
Be attempts. The question is, will they be successful attempts? And that's much less likely. But that was not the question that was asked.
Right, exactly. And the details at the hearing were actually interesting on this overall question of vulnerability. It seemed to me that Leon Panetta and some others were talking about three sort of categories of potential attempts. One being the coordinated 9/11 style attack, right. Which it seems to me is a low priority. There was also a discussion of this franchise operation, like the Christmas Day bombing, where a Nigerian is doing the bidding of an organized group in Yemen. But then there was a discussion of clean contacts, so-called individuals with very little connection to terrorist organizations where they would likely show up on watch lists that have been sprinkled into the United States. Leon Panetta said this tactic is something that they're very, very worried about.
Yeah, they are worried about that. They're worried that there may be little cells, individuals, or more to the point, little cells scattered around in places where people are not very tuned in to the terrorist threat. Out west, for instance, you had the Najibullah Zazi,
right.
Who was operating out of Colorado, but his target was New York City. You have people in upstate New York. You have people in the Southwest who are being watched very, very closely because there is concern that they have direct contact with people close to Osama bin Laden.
The suggestion of these clean recruits would lead us to believe that there is a pool of potential recruits who have valid U.S. passports or maybe immigration papers, who are you know, clean of any sort of record, who have not been to training camps. I mean, are we also talking about, you know, people who maybe look like Caucasian 12th
sure,
graders?
Sure, there are lots and lots of people who are converts to the al-Qaeda ideology. Not lots and lots, but let's say a few hundred, who are Europeans or European background and who basically don't show up in the sort of profiling that we all know actually goes on. And that's obviously a big concern. You know, if you look back to the early days of the operations in Afghanistan when John Walker Lind was caught.
Right.
If you had John Walker Lind walking around the street today in New York City, nobody would look at him twice.
So what's the countermeasure in that situation when you're not going to be able to track people down and find out what their intent is? You actually have to have a countermeasure that basically stops the attack once it's started.
Well, no. Actually, what you have to do is very aggressive intelligence so that if these people are networking in any way, shape, or form, either on the web or with other kinds of communications with any kind of centralized group, you intercept those communications. You follow that. You also have to try to penetrate these groups. But there's also the issue of loners, people like Nidal Hassan, the guy who shot up Fort Hood, Texas.
Right.
Now, he was a nut. He's like a lot of people who shoot lots of people in the United States of America. But he was communicating with al-Awlaki, this American-born imam who's in Yemen now.
Right.
And so that becomes another kind of issue. Are these people going to be carrying out terrorist actions, or are they going to be carrying out lunatic actions that get rolled together with the idea of terrorism in everyone's mind?
If we can define a tactic involving lone wolves in some way, you know, it seems to me that the upside of this, as horrible as the Fort Hood casualties were, as horrible as the casualties in the train attacks in Madrid and Britain were, they're certainly significantly lower than a 9/11-style attack.
Well, that's right. Your categorization was right a few minutes ago. Those big attacks, it will be very unlikely that we will see anything like 9/11 again.
You're comfortable with that?
I'm absolutely comfortable saying that. Is it possible? Yes. Is it likely? No. If that had been the question that Dianne Feinstein had asked, everybody would have said, don't think it's likely. Hmm. But what we are worried about, what people are worried about, are lower scale attacks like Madrid, like the London subway attacks, or like Mumbai. If you look at the guns and the arms that the attackers were carrying in Mumbai, that you can go to Georgia any day of the week and buy those things.
Georgia, not the Caucasus.
Not in the Caucasus.
No,
I mean Atlanta.
Suburbs of Atlanta. If someone at the NYPD, an organization, counterterrorist organization you've covered, was asked Dianne Feinstein's question, what do you think they would say before we go?
They would say, absolutely, there will be attempts. Absolutely. But probably not successful ones.
All right. Christopher Dickey is the Paris Bureau Chief and Middle East Regional Editor for Newsweek magazine. He's the author of Securing the City, Inside America's Best Counterterrorist Force, the NYPD, which comes out in paperback this month.